Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bethany Rogers, who's the director for Healthy Cass County. Good morning to you, Bethany.
Good morning, LaVon.
And you sound very healthy this morning.
Good. That's good. I'm glad.
You need to be the role model, don't you?
I try to anyways.
Yes, I know you're a very active person and always a happy person that I see and always excited about new things, and you've got something new.
Yes, we have a new incentive program for the county, and it is actually called Brand New You. Are you ready?
So, a couple U's in there.
Yes.
So, what does that mean? What's it all about?
Well, it actually has kind of a school theme going along with it, but so we decided to use summer school this time, since we're in the summer. And what it is, actually the quote on it is, experiencing the benefits of healthy living. And what we want people to do is to actually identify where they're at as far as their fitness level is, and then decide a goal. Where do they want to get? And this program is 6 weeks. So in 6 weeks, where would they like to see themselves? And it doesn't mean a big goal, just something small. And that's why we're concentrating on frequency, intensity, or time. So if you're already working out, do you need more time for your workout? Or is it not, you know, hard enough? Do you need more intensity? Or do you just, are you not working out at all? Do you need your frequency? Do you actually need to work out? So,
I'm thinking something is simple, because it's one of the things I need to work on, is drinking more water. Could fit in this program.
It could, definitely.
The frequency is what I need to increase.
Me too.
and you can just check that off. So it could be something really simple that that you've been thinking about, oh, I really should do this, and it's not motivation. Now you've got a little chart there, but a really simple little chart.
Simple little chart in the chart, yes. Everybody gets their own chart. And I know some people kind of worry about when they're working on a chart, but it's really simple. Actually, in week one, all you're doing is tracking what you already do currently. So you're not changing anything. That way you have a good starting point. Then over the next 4 weeks, you're going to track your minutes of time as far as exercise goes, what type of exercise it is, and then your intensity. One being really easy to 10 is really strenuous too. And also they throw in their stretching and resistance exercises too.
So it sounds like it's really based on exercise, but you can make it do whatever you want. This is a very personal program.
Yes, I say mainly based on exercise, but of course wellness is what we want to focus on. So please include the healthy eating and the drinking of water. That's very important.
Okay. And sleeping, that's another thing that I think a lot of people don't get enough of.
Yes.
And they tell us, if you're wanting to lose weight, that you need to get adequate sleep.
7 to 8 hours. Yeah. And I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Oh, yes.
As far as, especially with, your work day. And then if you have kids that are in sports, those are some late nights. And if you want to get your exercise in there too, some people get up really early in the morning to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I want to say, you don't always have to just get up early. You can simply fit it into your daily schedule. 30 minutes a day is what's recommended. So if you even did 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you'd be surprised how fast that would add up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can really make a difference. If people have steps in their house, I'm thinking add a couple times when you go up and down the steps.
Absolutely.
There's just lots of simple ways to do that. I mean, it's great if you go to the Y. It's great if you have a group that you walk with, all those kinds of things. But if you don't, hey, work it in, right?
That's right. Just work it in. Yes.
And that kind of relates to the program that's just finishing up. We probably should mention the one that you're just finishing up.
Yep.
That's the ending July 1.
Yep. July 1st, the old switcheroo is finishing up. And so these programs are almost overlapping each other, with that one ending July 1st and this program actually starting July 5th. So very close together. But the old switcheroo was where people were taking a poor habit, we would say, and switching it for a more healthier habit, which makes it kind of fun. And one of mine was to try to switch out my daily Diet Coke for something more nutritious.
Do we dare ask how you did?
I would say it was about half and half. I wasn't perfect, but I certainly made me more aware.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. Sometimes you can't change everything. Well, nobody can change everything at once, so you work on something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, you had a little chart to keep track on, which I think is, as long as it's very simple, I think that's a really good thing. Now, you would like to have those returned to you, right? Isn't there a sheet that people would
yes.
you would like to have back from them if they participated?
Absolutely. Please return your tracking sheets. And also, very important, are your BMI sheets. And those are the sheets that you use your code number on. And with every Healthy Cass County program, there comes a BMI sheet for the beginning and ending of the program. And this is so we can see if people are getting healthier from our programs. And I would say, do we want to state what BMI is?
Yes, that was right there at the tip of my tongue. Yeah,
I thought that's what you were going to ask. BMI is body mass index, and that is your height and your weight. And we put it into a formula to get your BMI number. And actually, just to throw this out there, a normal BMI range is 20 to 25, but that is kind of that actually is very hard for most people to hit unless you are young and very, very active. So any more, we like to say 20 to 30 is where we'd like to see people at. If you're above 30, you're probably going to experience some, you know, risks of, you know, diabetes or high cholesterol and stuff like that. So high blood pressure. I can't talk. So that's why we look to have people in that 30 and below range.
But you don't have to figure that out. Bethany figures that out.
That's
all you gotta
right.
do is put your height and your weight in and
yep.
on the little piece to return.
Yep, and your code number, so
and
it's confidential.
Number, yes, and you've given instructions on how to do the code number, and you have the code number again for the new program.
Brand new you.
Brand new you.
Yes.
And again, now you'd like to have that initial registration form to you, or we're going to mention some other people in some other places.
Yes.
But by July 5th is when you'd like to have
if
them.
If possible, but with the rush and this program coming out really fast and quick, if they get it to me sometime that week, that is just fine too.
Okay.
Just for their benefit, I'd like to have it by July 5th.
Now, you've recruited some other people who kind of recruit participants, so you might
yes.
want to mention those.
Yes. First of all, and Anita is Scott Mickelson. He is the executive director of the NIA Health and Wellness Center. So if you live in Anita or work in Anita and feel like that's the easiest place to pick up materials or to drop off materials, just contact Scott at the NIA Health and Wellness Center. He'd be more than happy to set you up with your program. And then in Messina is Erling Krauth. So she is great. She's a retired school teacher and she's super organized. So it helps me out a lot. And then at the Cass County Memorial Hospital is Lisa Schmidt in human resources/wellness. And also at the Cass County Courthouse is Bev Groves. So she works in the county attorney's office. And then finally, Carla Akers is Cass County Hospice. So some great contacts there to get a hold of if you work there, or if it's just simply easier to get a hold of stuff there, you can go there
okay.
too.
So you can just do this perfectly on your own, mm-hmm. and but they need to contact probably you to get the forms in, or contact one of those other people,
yes.
and they'd be glad to give you the forms and answer any questions, and that's who you can reply your form back to at the end.
Yes, yeah. yep.
So that's great that you have somebody out there who's helping do all this. As you know, you've had a lot of these programs going on over mm-hmm. the years. Couple of years that you've been. How long have you been here, Bethany?
I have been here probably about a year and let's see here, going on a year and 4 months.
Okay. So during that year and 4 months, you've had a number of these kinds of programs to kind of help keep people motivated to mm-hmm. keep on doing well or getting better. What's kind of the feedback? What do people say? Well, this hasn't done anything for me, or do you get some feedback that says, hey, I really appreciate these, and they really do help me.
From the people who actually do jump in and participate, they have said that they really enjoy the programs. Where we are struggling, though, is sometimes is hitting that group of people that we haven't touched yet. We usually get a lot of the same participants, which is wonderful. We want them to continue, but we really want to hit that group of people that we haven't reached yet. So we like to cover everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a healthy Cass County. We're for everybody here.
And does it make any difference what your age is? You again, these have been very personal. You start where you're at and then move ahead kind of like you'd like. It's a very personal program. So it's not like you, Bethany, saying, this is what you have to do. It's,
right.
Everybody sets their own goal. And that makes it easy, I think, and hopefully motivational. So, brand new you, are you ready?
Yes.
Registration you'd like by July 5th, but you'll take them after that.
I sure will.
Okay. And they can contact you how?
They can contact me. I am at the YMCA, but I do have a personal work cell phone, which is 712-249-8296. Or there's also email, and this is kind of long, but bear with me. It's brogers@nishnavalleyymca.com.
Okay. Contact Bethany or any of those folks she mentioned.
Yes.
And get involved with Brand New You, Are You Ready? Well, thank you very much, Bethany Rogers, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm.
Until next time, here's a thought. I'm into mosquitoes lately. So here's a little thought. A mosquito is an insect that makes you like flies better.